USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a campaign-style rally in Tennessee last evening, President Trump says,
Democrats are the party of crime. How does that sound?
The president saying he's referring there to the Democrats' stance on border issues. He was also complaining about their response to his Supreme Court nominee.
Democrats are willing to do anything and to hurt anyone to get their way, like they're doing with Judge Kavanaugh.
Earlier in the day, the president said it's not time yet to discuss a plan B when it comes to his nominee Brett Kavanaugh, saying he wants to wait for the follow-up FBI investigation into Kavanaugh's background to be completed. Indonesian officials say Friday's earthquake and tsunami have killed at least 1,230 people. The number is expected to still rise. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The Trump administration's now denying visas to same-sex partners of foreign diplomats and United Nations employees. The policy making marriage an eligibility requirement for a visa took effect yesterday. The new policy gives foreign diplomats same-sex partners until the end of the year to get married or leave the country, remembering the worst mass shooting in American history a year ago.
It's been a year since the Las Vegas shooting at Mandalay Bay, the gunman killing 58 people at a country music concert from the windows of his hotel room. More than 800 people hurt. Nevada Governor Republican Brian Sandoval.
We cried, we grieved, and we resolved to become Vegas strong. And 1 year later, we are Vegas stronger.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy says a vote to legalize marijuana in that state could happen within the next few weeks. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Concerns over the global oil supply in advance of the U.S. trade sanctions on Iran are what's pushed the national average for gasoline up to $2.87 a gallon now, as we hear from John Clemens.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us about that increase.
We've seen prices go up about 3 cents a gallon for the first time. That's a breakout in almost 12, 13 weeks. So we haven't seen prices move up. Really, they've sort of gone up or down by a penny a week. Sometimes just sort of remained relatively neutral, but at 287, that's a full three. If you look at some people, they'll even say 4 cents a gallon compared to this time last week.
I'm John Clemens.
First Lady Melania Trump is in Ghana today on the first stop of her four-nation tour of Africa. Her first solo trip abroad will also see her visit Egypt, Kenya, and Malawi. Mrs. Trump says her plan is to focus on children's health, including care for mothers and newborns, nutrition, education, and HIV protection. There's a report out that Netflix is going to let viewers decide how some shows end. Bloomberg reports Netflix is going to roll out the interactive feature of choosing endings on shows including Black Mirror. Projects released before the end of the year will follow the model of some kids' shows already on Netflix, like Puss in Boots. Netflix says it's working on shows based on video games as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.